This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think it's really sexy.
So someone was asking who the Hornets play next and what might the point spread be, since they're on the worst three-game losing streak in NBA history. They are playing the Mavericks. That game will be in Dallas.
Dallas can still score.
It will be tomorrow.
Kyrie will drop 50 on you.
And the point spread, at least the early line that I'm seeing, is 15.5. Pretty high.
Interesting.
So what are the Hornets?
What do you do with that?
Yeah, the question is, well, nothing is what is the answer.
Just like,
but
leave it alone.
Are the Hornets now value?
Why are you going there?
Or is that just?
Yeah, you're either betting against them or you don't touch it.
Yeah. So that's your philosophy on it. I could be talked into an idea. I would never bet that in a million years, but I could be talked into the idea that they are now value.
Well, they beat. I think that was the first half of the back-to-back when L.A. played Portland, the Hornets beat them. That was the first game. Remember, that was the standalone game that they moved for the L.A. Wildfires, and the Hornets beat the Lakers whenever that was.
Yeah, that was last Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, but they've lost 4 in a row since by 8,000 points.
Yeah. Look, I'm inclined to lay the number. Or
wow.
Yeah. 15?
That is so big. That's what she said.
Mavericks at home? That's what she said. Yeah. Dude, I'm not. You're telling me you're
not touching.
You're taking the Hornets?
No. God, no.
Let's go to Ryan Buckley.
You didn't listen to a thing I said. I said I could be talked into that now that they've lost by 800 points over the last three games.
Were you listening to the dude's story?
There's value on them, but I would never.
There's no value there.
Bet that.
There's no
some
value.
Sharp somewhere that's found an angle on that, and they really like one of those sides.
I saw somebody taking them at Golden State, 16.5 or something.
I bet them plus 3.5 against the Blazers. It was like three games ago.
How'd that work out?
When did you know you were cooked? Two minutes in? Three minutes in?
Probably. 500 times?
It's rough to be a Hornets fan. So if you're ever sitting around and you're a Blazer fan, you're like, man, just realize.
Are there even Hornets fans?
Worse.
There's so much good college basketball in Carolina. I don't feel like anyone even cares for Charlotte NBA basketball.
True. Yeah.
Hey, they have Michael Jordan. Hey, they have one of the Ball brothers.
They have LaMelo Ball.
Yeah, the Ball brother's good. He's good. It's the most hollow. He is the new version of Kevin Love, where we're not certain if he's good, if he just plays on a god-awful team and collects points and stats.
Kevin Love was good.
No, but it was in Minnesota. Kevin Love was a stat machine, and then there was always if you're a good player, can you just put up big numbers because there's no one else there? It's yet to be seen if LaMelo Ball can do anything when it actually matters. He just plays on the world's crappiest team and collects stats.
There's basically two ways in the NBA to hit your potential.
Yeah.
One is play alongside great players that'll make you look like $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to another team and you don't have those great players. And all of a sudden everybody's like, why does he suck? Oh, gee, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe because he's not playing around LeBron and Anthony Davis. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
Or you can just be a big fish in a small pond.
Just collect numbers forever.
Yes.
And just pile them up.
Well, this is like the Brandon Ingram thing. Like, and I'm not saying that this is true of like Anthony Simons or you know, but the amount of guys that can score 20 a night in the NBA, dude, it's limitless. Like every one of those guys that's athletic that can score a little bit, if you put them on a crappy team and you give them a bunch of touches, you're going to get 20. It doesn't mean that you're good. It doesn't mean that you're a valuable piece to anything. And again, see Brandon Ingram. That guy has good numbers. And what has he ever meant to anything? Remember like Ricky Davis? Like Ricky Davis would go off and get you 20 and 6.
Rudy Gay was this guy. He was with the Sacramento Kings for a while, and yes. I covered him. It's like he could always get you 20 and 8 every single night. But like you never won anything.
No.
37 NBA players right now average 20 points a game or more.
How many?
37.
Yeah. And how many of those are like are players that you would build around?
Well, I'll start listing them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously the top 10, I'm assuming, are all going to be, you know, they're all, you're going to get the, you know, what? I'm assuming Giannis, Jokic, probably SGA's up there.
Those are the top three. Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
Tyrese Maxey.
Okay, well, you know.
Kevin Durant.
And Maxey's a good player, but again, like, Maxey and Kevin Durant, like,
Jason Tatum.
Suck.
Devin Booker.
Yeah. By the way, Booker's not that good this year.
Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham.
Does it say something, by the way, that the Phoenix Suns have two of the top 10 scorers in the league and absolutely are dog crap?
So, okay. You would want the top three guys, obvi.
Yeah.
Top four guys.
Yeah.
Maxey, whatever. Yeah. Durant's old. Tatum, you want.
Mm-hmm.
Booker is interesting. Is that?
Yeah, Booker's good, but it.
Yeah. You want him on your.
It's like, not a good year, but yes, Booker's good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I know he's good, but that's not the question. The question is, do you want him on your team? Yeah,
get me down to the guys that are just getting 20, that are like, because those guys are all.
Well, I mean, we're getting there pretty quick. Yeah. So, Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, good years.
Again,
Cunningham's having a breakout year.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving. Karl Anthony Towns, LeBron James. Okay, those are your top 15.
You're solid. You're solid there.
Yeah. But now you get to De'Aaron Fox.
Okay, who did nothing in Sacramento and now is in...
Wemby.
Great.
Former Blazers great, Norman Powell.
There you go. Now we're... This is my point with...
Tyler Hero.
Now we're talking.
Trey Young.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell, Zach LaVine, Steph Curry. Hate him. That guy's terrible. What's he ever done? Jaylen Brown, Jaren Jackson, Trey Murphy.
Thank you.
DeMar DeRozan.
Okay. Now we're,
Siege.
Now we're in this.
Siege.
This is Siege. My point. Now Siege. Now we're in my wheelhouse.
That's the quintessential guy right there.
Now
Siege.
Now we're in my wheelhouse.
CJ McCollum, RJ Barrett, James Harden, Jalen Green.
Yeah.
You get the picture. Yeah. Jordan Poole even in the...
Thank you. There you go.
There's
Jordan
your guy.
Poole. Remember for a brief time when in Golden State, they're like, oh... Jordan Poole, he'll be the next Steph.
He was going to be the leader of the second timeline.
Well, guess what? Yeah. He ain't leaning squat, but he's still getting you 20 a night.
Completely neutered by the biggest douche in the league. How about that?
I know, just got his ass beat. Never was the same.
All right. So I've got the 40-20 for you here. So Phil Jackson, he started this. He said, you got the best teams win their 40th game before they lose their 20th.
Yeah.
That's how you know a team is elite.
Okay.
Well, Jackson won 11 titles. I don't know if you know that about him.
Yeah.
All of them, his teams fit that 40-20 mold.
It also helps. Look, I'm not doubting Phil Jackson's greatness. That's pretty good teams. It's not like he ever led the Detroit Pistons.
How many titles would I have if I had Phil Jackson's teams?
Five.
Really?
I believe you could have won. So you got 6 years of MJ and Scottie, and you got what? Probably 6 years of Shaq and Kobe? And you got Kobe and... Yeah, dude, you got five rings. You are a five-time NBA champion.
Thank you.
Feel very, very confident that you would have won five rings.
People have said this about Steve Kerr because he did it with the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan, and then he did it with the Warriors and Stephen Curry.
I'm not doubting that Phil Jackson led to more titles. 100%. The way he managed those egos, especially like the Rodman years and all that, and kept Shaq and Kobe from killing each other, which eventually, you know, came apart at the seams. and which is why they didn't win four in a row. But I have no doubt. I'm not being facetious. If I put you in charge and you just let Tex Winter do his thing and all you had to do was manage the egos, you win five titles.
What if I don't even do that?
You got to do something.
I'm like, guys, work it out.
You got to do whatever your strategy is.
Mo cheeks.
You win five NBA championships. I'm convinced of it. You're not half as good as Phil Jackson.
No.
But you're almost half as good.
Who knew that in the right circumstance, I am a five-time NBA championship coach?
Absolutely.
Who knew that?
Absolutely.
Man. So there are three teams. So we're at that time of year where you win your 40th before you lose your 20th.
Okay.
And there are three teams that fit the mold
so
far.
Three?
That's it. And the champion of the... So here's probably the stat that Buck had that he thought somehow I wouldn't have. Since the playoffs expanded in 1983, there have been 40 champions of the NBA.
Okay.
36 of them have met the 40-20 criteria. Of the four exceptions, two traded for a star player mid-season. One was Houston with Clyde.
Yeah.
And the other was the 04 Pistons who traded for Rasheed Wallace.
All right.
The other two...
And beat that Phil Jackson Laker team.
Yeah, the other two exceptions, I'm not sure. But 36 of 40 champs have met the 40-20 criteria. There are three teams this year.
Well, I'm guessing Oklahoma City is one.
That is definitely one.
And is there another team in the West that's done it? Because what, nope. Denver?
There's not.
There's not. So
both in the East.
So it'd be Cleveland and Boston.
That's right. Those are your three.
Yeah.
The Blazers get all three of them on this trip.
How close are, that ought to be fun. How close are the teams in the West?
Oh,
because I know Oklahoma City's.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The number one team, but is Denver the second team in the West?
Memphis. Yeah, they're 38-20.
Okay, so they're...
Denver 38-20, so they can't get there. They lost their 20th before they won their 40th.
But that's close. I mean, you're two games off. But
I think the point is that... You don't lose 20 by this time of year. New York has lost 20. Memphis has lost 20. Denver has lost 20. The Lakers have lost 20. Although the Lakers fall into the category of trading for a star midseason.
Yeah.
You know, they're a completely different team now. Yeah. So that's an interesting one.
They're like,
you
can, 8-2 since dealing for them or whatever? 7-2, I think.
You can get them at plus 1,700 to win the NBA title.
It's not bad.
It's not, but they're not going to win it.
I don't think so, and they don't have a guy in the middle. But look, you had Luka that took... that Dallas team to the finals last year, and you know, I add in a smattering of LeBron James. Why not?
How sure are you right now on February 26th that it will be the Boston Celtics and the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA finals?
Tell you what, I don't know about certainty, but I was listening to, I try to pay attention to people that actually pay attention to the NBA.
What? Whoa. Yeah. Are you taking shots at me?
No. I don't watch the NBA.
Come on, Rob!
Nearly as much as I do some of the others. And so I do try to listen to NBA podcasts and just kind of get a sense of just the general feel around the league. And even though Cleveland is the best team in the East, to a man, everyone says that this is Boston.
Yeah.
That Boston sleepwalking a little bit. Then when push comes to shove, Boston will be there. It's funny because on the other side of things, Oklahoma City is running roughshod in the West, and they are not certain like that about Oklahoma City. I think there's some people that still have their doubts. So how certain am I? I think that's where everyone believes this is going, but I feel better about Boston than I do Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Boston. Well, I mean, we just saw them win a title, so it's like they're hard not to trust. They're so hard. I mean, I don't watch almost any NBA this year, but just from last year, you can't guard them.
Yeah.
They just, every one of them can make a three. See, they're impossible to guard.
And whenever I see Oklahoma City, I'm always blown away by them. And again, having seen them only a handful of times. And yet whenever I listen to the smart NBA people, everyone is always doing the, and they don't love that they don't have a secondary ball handler. And I just
think it's a
youth thing.
No, I think it's a human nature thing that we, especially in sports media, there's so much groupthink because nobody wants to stick their neck out.
Yeah.
Everybody has to play it safe because they don't want to look stupid or get shouted down on Twitter or whatever by making some bold prediction. We oftentimes have to wait, and it's not that it's bold to say Oklahoma City will win the title, but we often have to wait to see a team get over the hump before we jump on board. This is the greatest example of this is Jokic and Denver.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody said Denver was going to be winning titles. Even when Jokic and they were cooking before they had won the title, right?
Yeah.
Nobody. Like, they're great, but no. That's the same thing they're saying about Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
They'll say it about every single team until they win one.
Yeah.
That it's human nature.
You got to show me first.
Yeah, I just don't know where you poke holes. We were talking the other day that Lou Dort is statistically the best player at his position, like with the defensive war rating.
Ahem.
Yeah.
Ahem.
Yes. Your Lou Dort?
Lou Dort fan club.
You do love you some Lou Dort.
King right here?
Yeah.
Dude, that's my guy. He's like the one NBA player I like.
Yeah. And yet, Lou Dort, of their starting five, has the worst rating. It's insane. I don't know why everyone always wants to poke holes, but that's continually what I hear. And then they've lost the last two to Minnesota, and of course that gives more ammo, and people are like, Minnesota.
They were down by
24.
Is Chet healthy?
Yes, he's back.
Okay, well, there's one thing I think that does matter is you kind of have to take your lumps in the playoffs a little bit. You got to learn, over time. Oklahoma City hasn't really had that yet. I mean, they kind of have, but not really with a healthy Chet.
And then maybe
but Minnesota has.
Yeah.
Like Minnesota last year, very disappointing, right?
Yeah.
And that's what people are wary of, that the Thunder, having not done this, are going to run into someone who has.
Exactly. And that's where, that's where the championship pedigree comes in. Now, the Warriors are just old now, so they're not in there. The Suns just suck. The Lakers will be interesting. You know, when you get Oklahoma City up against a Lakers team, although without anybody in the middle, I mean, I can't imagine a defensive team like Oklahoma City can't figure out a way over seven games to slow down Luka and LeBron enough to win the series.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it is an interesting that is one drawback of Oklahoma City is they really haven't taken their lumps in the playoffs yet.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to do that to learn what it takes.
They did take their lumps last year though. I mean, they got balanced.
So who beat them last year? I'm trying to remember
who gave them the business. They went out early. They did not make a deep run.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. See, that to me is not a what is more of a lump is getting further and being like Minnesota to me took more of a lump last year than Oklahoma City.
The Mavericks got them. So the Thunder beat the Pelicans, swept them, and then the Mavericks got them 4-2. Luka got them 4-2.
Yeah.
And then the Thunder were the one seed last year.
And then the Mavericks beat the
Timberwolves,
and that to me when you get to the West Finals and you're the cock of the walk and you're Anthony Edwards and you're favored to beat Dallas, I think they were in that series, right?
Yes.
And then you lose.
Yeah.
That I think you learn more from than what Oklahoma City went through. But that, again, that's just
I see
one.
I'm a for game seven.
So that is, but the Thunder were the one seed last year, got bounced in the second round. So maybe they'd take their lump because they're going to be the one seed again. So we'll see where it goes.
All right. Who says we don't talk about the NBA?
There is a smattering.
We did a whole hour.
That's the last time, man.
It has been a long, long time.
Guys, move on.
We are.
We will.
It is time for In the News. Camus, you once picked a fight with the fine people of Camus.
Well, I picked a fight with their AD, who was a douche canoe. And then the people of Camus kind of got caught in the crossfire.
The people of Camus are shaken over a missing gym bro.
Oh, no.
It's kind of a serious story.
Is this a serious thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
The guy's missing. They don't know where he is.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Gym bro.
Yeah. Mm.
So we'll get to that. Maybe he went to find some gains somewhere else.
Gym bro Fisher?
Wow. Let that marinate.
Just let that sit for a bit.
We will be right back. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.